Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to really start turning your business into a legacy that you could look back on one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes to Irene Gutman and Tom Oss's podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Here's our hosts now. Hey, if you want to take your project management and collaboration skills to the next level in your company, check out Basecamp.com. We've been using it for about 5 years and we love it. The whole team is on it. Not only do you get to collaborate with your team and with clients, you can also store documents per project. You can chat online with your clients and colleagues. It's just a great tool. Check it out at Basecamp.com. All right, welcome to our first podcast of 2023. This is going to be a pivotal year for our Work Smarter, Not Harder podcast. And today, I have not one guest, but two guests, people that I know for several years, good friends, but also really ensconced in the world of real estate and the world of finance. Jeff Hosius from Associate Real Estate Broker, all right, and Mike Paris from Cross Country Mortgage. And Mike, actually, if I could just start this off, it's a special day for you. This is a very special birthday. I don't know if you want to mention it on the air, but whatever it is, just happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you very much, Tom. I really appreciate it. I was sitting there a few weeks ago when you asked Jeff and I to be on the podcast, and you mentioned March 1st, and I knew March 1st was going to be, you know, a busy day for me, but I'm glad I did it. And, you know, I'm glad to be on with Jeffrey because he's the consummate professional. But you mentioned this is your first podcast of 2023. We got to throw some love right back at you, brother. You're a married man now. I consider you a friend. I'm so happy for you. Tom Ossa is a good man for everybody listening to this podcast right now. I've known Tom for about 10, 12 years. We networked together, and Tom Ossa is a good man. So congratulations to you and your wife, brother.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm having a great time. And in the words of Elmer Fudd, happy wife, happy wife.
That's correct. Congratulations, Tom. Congratulations on the wedding. It's beautiful.
Thank you, guys. So, and Jeff, you've been in the group, I guess, like about 4 years now. We got through the pandemic together, 4 or 5 years. I forget the exact.
I think closer to 2 or 3 years. I think I came in right before the pandemic, and we made it through the pandemic with just a very small group that withered away. And now it's actually really proud to be a part of the group, where we have almost 20 professional small business owners in the group, and it's definitely gonna have great opportunities for all of us.
I think so. Excited. There's like a lot of energy in the room when we go on Thursdays, right?
Oh yeah, you know, 100%. It's, you know, everybody's doing something. Everybody, you know, has leads to, you know, to give out, and it's a great way to grow our business and get our name out there.
Yeah, totally. Just to give some context to what Tom and Jeffrey are speaking of, we network together. We're in most people have heard of BNI, and we're not a BNI group, but we're very similar. It's just low pressure, but there's 20 of us, 20 local business owners. Everybody's a different trade or a different profession. We have electricians and contractors and lawyers and real estate agents and website designers and IT people and all different trades. And we all meet and we all tell each other every Thursday morning. You give a 60-second elevator speech.
Right.
Tell me two things. One, this is what my business is about. And two, this is a good referral for me. And now me, Michael Paris, loan officer, has 19 other local people out there selling Michael Paris mortgages. I have an unpaid sales force. So let this be. Anybody out there listening to this podcast, it's a great networking group. It's a great thing to do, and we're always looking for new people.
And let me give some
to Rockland.
I'll give some love back to Mr. Happy Birthday. Is Mike? You know, about 6-7 months ago, you helped me with a personal matter regarding one of my family members, and I called you for some advice regarding mortgage and finance, and your advice was invaluable. You know, I won't go past there, but it's very much appreciated when the chips were down for me too. So I appreciate you very much.
Yeah, and that's going to be the theme to me for both me and Jeffrey today on what we're going to share. Is we're not, you know, we're here to share guidance. That's what we do. It's, you know, we do real estate 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm. So I got to know also, Jeff, you know, I got to know you like right before the pandemic and a little bit during, a little bit after and everything like that. And we have, I think, the three of us really have very similar outlooks toward the market. I mean, we, you know, we obviously read the news from the left, the right, the center. And we see the trajectory of the market on a consistent basis. And Mitchell Kahn, a previous person on the show, is great from Hunter Financial. He also brings this up often. So the funny thing is I look at the market as like this fluid thing that kind of ebbs and flows back and forth. You guys are deeper in it because you see on a daily basis industry level reports that I don't usually check out. So how is the market going these days, and specific toward not just the market in general, but the real estate market, commercial, personal real estate, and how that ties into finance for it? And Jeff, maybe you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, you're right. The market definitely is a fluid. It's definitely fluid, right? There's a lot of opportunities now in the news, in the media. You know, we see a lot of fear, right? We see a lot of exaggerations. A lot of the market is crashing. This is another 2008, but that's not what I'm seeing, and that's not what Mike's seeing. You know, actually in the day-to-day business, okay. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's fluid. The market is always changing. Every month, there is, you know, it's going either towards a buyer market or a little bit towards a seller's market, right?
Right.
So, one thing that I like to tell people is that with every market, there's an opportunity. Okay. Back, you know, during the COVID-19 panic in early 2020, when interest rates dropped to record lows, you know, the opportunity there was the fact you can get a low interest rate, you know, and Mike can tell you a little bit more about that. But as interest rates are increasing, it takes a few buyers out of the buying pool, and it gives opportunities for negotiations for people who are able to, you know, to get financing at a higher rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I could expound on that point quickly, I hear all the time, who's buying in this market with these interest rates? Well, you know what? I'm busy right now. I'm doing applications. I'm doing as many as I've done this time of year when we were very busy. The change that's happened is the same amount of people want to become homeowners. That'll never change. People's families grow. They need a house. People want to downsize. They need a condo, blah, blah, blah. All right. But what's happening with these higher interest rates is those people that qualified for $700,000 homes 2 years ago.
Right.
Now they qualify for $550,000 homes. So it's not slowing that part of the market down, especially now. We, of course, came off of a very slow time between Thanksgiving and, let's say, the end of January. But that's historically the slowest time of the year in real estate. I'm amping it up. I'm, you know, doing new loan applications every morning. So that's just where we are.
And not for nothing. I mean, you know, when you mentioned about the $750,000 home versus the $550, and, you know, Jeff, you mentioned about the pool of people that have that availability. I mean, you know, bottom line is, let's say, for instance, the market takes a dip and you got a family that basically they're looking to make a change, a life change. If they have the resources, they're going to move and they'll take a haircut on the house. I'm guessing they'll take a haircut on the house, but they'll still want to have their kids in a nice area, that sort of thing. You see the migration happening from the city. I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. So I don't know.
Right. And, you know, with the interest rates, you know, slowly increasing from their very lows in 2020, 2021, You know, a lot of people were thinking, well, how is this market not crashing, right? How come, you know, how come we're not seeing a 2008? But I'll tell you one thing that's really keeping the values up, especially in, you know, in Rockland County, is inventory levels. I mean, in a normal market, going back to 2019, in Rockland County, you should have about 800 or so houses on the market. Mm-hmm. All right. Today, looking at the numbers for February, there was 256 houses on the market.
Wow.
So because there's so much demand for those 256 houses, you know, the interest rates really aren't affecting the values so much.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see the, you know, I'm kind of like tying it into the previous question, but do you see the influxes into this area, this neck of the woods happening from the south or the north? In other words, like, are they coming from,
near there? From New York City, yes. I live in Upper Nyack, which is part of Clarkstown, Nyack Schools. I have any house that comes up around here, and I live in a middle class neighborhood. I mean, I'm not talking about the houses down on the water over the Hudson, but I live in a middle class neighborhood. Any house that comes on the market here, over asking price, best and final. Multiple offers, goes above list price.
Yep.
And most of them are people coming from Brooklyn, Manhattan. A lot of Brooklynites have come to Nyack in particular because Nyack's like, you know, cultural, artsy, progressive. Lots of people that live here work in film and television, not just actors and actresses, but people who work in, you know, art and music and rap. All that stuff. So that's been a very popular destination for this particular area, Brooklyn to Nyack. There was actually a Times article written about that a few years ago, about how Nyack, you know, is a very popular destination. So I see a lot of people, Bronx, Brooklyn, from the city. That's a big Rockland County. You know, you're getting out to the burbs.
Mm-hmm. Right, and what I've seen, you know, the pattern I've definitely seen is, you know, people leaving the high congested areas for more space throughout the COVID, right? People from the city coming into the suburbs, into Westchester and Rockland. And then we also, you know, the pattern I'm seeing in Rockland is a lot of Rockland people are also moving out of Rockland into, you know, Orange County, Sullivan County. Once again, you know, it's just the natural flow of people because of COVID. A lot of people, you know, really don't, they want the space, right? You have people paying, you know, $6,000-$7,000 for a 900 square foot apartment. You know, they're living on top, you know, one on top of the other. Once everything got shut down with the pandemic, people start really, you know, they start counting their pennies and realizing that they can get a little bit more bang for their buck upstate.
Right. No doubt.
Like 1982 was when my grandfather brought us up here. You know, he's had a bike store in the city. Moved me, my mom, my grandmother up to this neck of the woods. And I never saw the reason for living in the city. I nothing against it. This is just me. It's like, you know, the bang for your buck, like you mentioned. I mean, it's really nice to go out and put the recyclables out on Wednesday night and then just look into the sky and just like count the stars for just a few minutes. It's like just like this balancing thing in my mind. I freaking love it up here.
So. Yeah, no doubt. You know what's interesting? You just brought up your parents or our parents' generation who came from, my dad grew up in Manhattan, my mom in the Bronx. That's where they lived their whole lives. They got married. They wanted to come to the burbs. So that era, they came up here in 1973.
Okay.
But the point is, back then, the people who moved up here after having been in that city urban crowded environment for so many years, when they bought a home in the burbs, they wanted to be away from stuff.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go grocery shopping or you needed to go to a restaurant, you had to get in your car and drive there. That's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
10 years ago, that trend shifted. Now people still want to live in the burbs, but health became something that's really important. People want to walk. They want to walk. So homes that are near things have become much more popular. I mean, yeah. Obviously Metro North and Westchester is popular, which we don't have here in Rockland, but you want to, that's one of the reasons I know I keep coming back to Nyack. Nyack is a walking town.
Oh, 100%.
If you guys saw a new supermarket just opened in Nyack, an actual real supermarket opened in downtown village of Nyack. Why did it open? 500 new homes, mostly condos and apartments mm-hmm. being rentals, condos being, you know, for sale, have opened and have there's 400 or 500 new families in Nyack over the last 6 years. That's how much building is going on.
The trend is the mixed use complexes that are being built by the more affluent developers. Like, you know, you got your condo, your one family home, you got the business district, if you will. It's like all interconnected. Jeff, you've come across a few of those, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, a lot of people are buying condos. There's a lot of mixed use buildings coming up on the market. You know, it's kind of the same trend that we're speaking about. You know, new buildings are coming up. Congestion is increasing as more people want to get out of the city into the suburbs. And, you know, me being a new father, my family and I are thinking, nice. You know, that's growing man. Up and thank you. Thank you so much. It's it truly is a blessing.
I'm trying to feel the thunder.
But, you know, as a family, you know, we're looking to make a very similar move right now to get out of the Rockland County congestion and possibly entertain something in Orange County where, you know, my daughter can grow up with, you know, a couple acres of land and, you know, have a, you know, just a little one step further than what my parents did for us. So that's kind of the trend that we're all seeing and, you know, right now in the industry. And it makes sense, right?
Yeah. And to invite your friends to barbecues.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, my family. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Jeff's going to Orange County. I'm going to Delray Beach, baby.
Ah, I love that place.
Can't wait to be a snowbird, though. I'll never sell my Nyack home.
Yep.
Definitely. I love this house. I love where I live. You know, I'm nestled right in between two state parks. Nyack Beach State Park, Cook Mountain State Park. But anyways, back to real estate, because nobody needs to hear about my life, Tommy. What do you got going on here?
It's just the typical work day. So we actually are migrating about 7 or 8 different websites before the end of the week to a new server for our clients. So I've been up since 5 in the morning and just this is what happens at the beginning of each year. I usually commit to an extra few days a week working late. So this is day 3. It's up to like 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday evening, making sure that a migration went all right. But I want to respect everyone's time. We're hitting the 20-minute mark, and not bad. First podcast out of the gate for 2023. This seemed to be like the right circle of friends to hang out with today. So I appreciate you guys being on the podcast today. Maybe we could do another one soon.
Love to. Anytime, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I some good you. Energy here, you know. Jeff, yeah. I'll see you guys tomorrow at the – what do we call this thing now? We changed the name.
ESPN.
BSPN, the Bi-State Networking Group.
That's right.
All right, fellas. Love
people.
All right. See you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Guys, thank you for checking in on Work Smarter, Not Harder. And we'll see you for our next episode real soon. Take care for now.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.